Georgia-Pacific is one of seven paper companies that must pay to remove PCBs from the river. The company had proposed putting some of the contaminated sediment into its landfill, but that led to complaints from neighboring homeowners and the Oneida Tribe of Wisconsin. The tribe's reservation is next to the landfill. Now, the proposal to use the site is off the table for at least a year, according to a Georgia-Pacific spokesperson. But the cleanup timetable stands. That's according to the DNR's project supervisor, Bruce Baker. Next year, work begins on a so-called hotspot, or highly contaminated area near De Pere. Baker says those dredgings will be shipped to a landfill near Detroit, Michigan. He says the big unanswered question now becomes how to dispose of contaminated sediment from the rest of the river.
We're talking about volumes here that, you know, are not the 200,000 or 20,000 that we were talking about in this hot spot, but we're talking about millions of cubic yards of sediment that have to be disposed of. So there will need to be some local cooperation and a solution found for disposal of large quantities.
Shipping all the river sediment to Michigan could tack an extra $18 million onto the cost of the cleanup. Baker says it would be cheaper to find a toxic waste certified landfill somewhere in Wisconsin. No matter where they end up, Baker says it's better to bury the PCBs than to leave them in the Fox River. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.